AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Thousands of supporters have flocked to the Tennessee Capitol to support the three Democratic lawmakers facing expulsion for taking part in a gun control rally this week. One of the lawmakers says, "We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with assault on democracy." The U.S. Supreme Court's allowing a 12-year-old transgender girl in West Virginia to compete with the middle school's girls' track and cross-country teams while the issue plays out in the state courts.
The justices refused to disturb an appeals court order that made it possible for Becky Pepper Jackson to continue playing on her school's track and cross-country teams. Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas would have allowed West Virginia to enforce its law against the girl. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Labor Department has released adjusted figures for those seeking unemployment in recent weeks, noting there's been a modest rise in layoffs in the face of higher interest rates. The number of unemployment applications exceeded 200,000 since early February. Authorities say the five people killed when a tornado barreled through their Missouri village were inside a mobile home or camper. Several of the victims were related. Authorities continue looking for a suspect in the killing of the founder of Cash App. Our Jennifer King reports.
Officers responding to a report of a stabbing victim on the 300 block of Main Street on April 4th rendered aid, but were unable to save Robert Lee, the 43-year-old technology executive. In addition to founding Cash App, Lee made large contributions to Android at Google and was the first chief technology officer of Square before becoming the chief product officer for MobileCoin. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel's prime minister is vowing an aggressive response after rockets were fired from Lebanon and Gaza. This is AP News. The Justice Department's opened a federal civil rights investigation after a U.S. Park police officer fatally shot a 17-year-old last month who had driven away with an officer in the backseat of a suspected stolen car in Washington. Pope Francis has been keeping up with his Holy Week schedule despite being in recovery from bronchitis.
Despite being released just 5 days earlier from hospital for bronchitis, the Pope's voice sounded strong as he read a long homily during a mass in St. Peter's Basilica. As part of his schedule, the pontiff will take part in a foot-washing ritual at a juvenile prison in Rome, the same location he famously washed the feet of prisoners shortly after being elected Pope in 2013. Upon his release from hospital, the Vatican confirmed the pontiff would carry out the complete Holy Week schedule. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.